Hot Tub Warehouse, Norham Road, North Shields, or thehottubwarehouse.co.uk.
The Hot Tub Warehouse.
A brand new
spring is just around the corner, and it's time to brighten up your home. So what better way than to choose blinds from Bertram's Blinds? With more than 25 years of experience, Bertram's Blinds provides an incredible range of fitted and made-to-measure blinds. A wide range of designs and styles are available, so you're sure to find the perfect blind for your home, office or caravan. Why not give them a call on 0191 370 3222? Or find them on Facebook at Bertram's Blinds. Or better yet, visit their website, bertramsblinds.co.uk.
A brand new start.
Get ready for spring and brighten up your home with some new blinds from Bertram's Blinds.
Broadcasting from Newcastle upon Tyne. This is Nova Radio Northeast.
Team Talk.
So for all 4 or 5 years, the 1972 Corbett C110 racing car that is now in the zone.
It's just running shy of 300 regulars, matched by GM Imports 300.
Welcome to Team Talk, the show packed with enough horsepower to satisfy even the hungriest of the petrol heads. We've got a great show lined up for you this week, but first, this.
The sound of Jan and Dean, fun, 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 till her daddy took a T-bird away. My name's George Aaron. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We are back on air. Yes, we are. Normally, I would have my co-presenter sitting alongside me in the form of Vicky Steele, but unfortunately, she can't be with us tonight, so you've just got a little old me. Team Talk, it's the motoring magazine that brings all the news, views, and all the rest of it about Formula One, motorsport, and all things to do with, well, engines, cars. You name it, it's the Top Gear on the radio, if you want a better expression. As I say, my name's George Harrow. We've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be going down to the Car Barn at Beamish for their very first Car Barn Drivers Club meeting of 2022. And it's the very first ever, because it's a brand new club that's just kicked off. We'll be going down there to speak to Jonathan and some of the team to find out what is going on. We're also going to be speaking to our man Mike to tell us what are the five best cars that he would buy. What would Mike Brewer buy if he had the money? Well, he's got the money. We're just asking him what he would buy. We've also got some great music along the way, like that one, as I say, kicking us off, Jan and Dean, Fun, 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 and this one, Don't Stop Believing, from Journey.
Magazine show.
They'll be discussing what's hot, what's not, classics, prestige, styling, motorsports.
It's all here on Team Talk.
So get your question ready for the best motoring show on radio.
Email the team
and tune in every week for Team Talk right here on your favorite radio station.
The unmistakable sound of Rod Stewart there, Young Turks. Right, what's happening with Formula One? Let's talk about last season, if we can. Now, you can catch most of last season's shenanigans on Netflix, on that wonderful thing that's out there, Drive to Survive. Now, I've watched them all, and they are very, very interesting. The last race, of course, was the one that brought all the controversy. Yes, the controversy with regards to the World Championship was all hanging on a knife edge. Level points for the first time in a very long time. Hamilton and Verstappen went into the race level pegging. The race, of course, was subject to a yellow flag, cross yellow flags, because of a crash by Nicholas Latifi, and we all know how that one panned out. There was a lot of controversy about whether or not the race director, Mr. Massey, got it right by letting only five cars overtake the lead, thus buffering up Max Verstappen behind Lewis Hamilton. And of course, we all know the outcome because Max Verstappen was crowned world championship. But is it the world champion that was stolen? Is it the championship that was stolen from Verstappen, from Hamilton? A lot of people seem to think it was. Of course, Hamilton, before the yellow flags, was 10 seconds ahead, and Verstappen had no chance of catching him. But then, of course, Nicholas Latifi went into the wall, and, well, the whole thing changed very, very dramatically. Massey, of course, no longer has a job as the race director as a result of the inquiry. Mercedes were very gracious in not pushing the matter too far. Max Verstappen, he still goes about being the Formula One world champion as he is. However, personally, I think it was a stolen championship, and it's a good job Vicky isn't sitting next to me, because she is very much a Red Bull fan, very much in the Red Bull camp, and I am very much a Mercedes fan. So I can see future weeks with Vicky sitting alongside me. It's going to be rather interesting. Now, what has happened in 2022, though? The big changes. The cars have all been changed. There's new rules and new regulations, and Mercedes seem to have set off on the back foot. The rest of the pack, including Ferrari, have really hit the ground running. Ferrari, of course, way ahead with podiums on all of the races so far. And, well, what's happened to Mercedes, though? They seem to be left behind. It seems that they are being constrained by some of the changes, not just in the cars, but also in the rules with regards to the Grand Prix weekend. Now, Mercedes are set to make the first major hardware change to the car at the Melbourne circuit, and it's expected to see a new rear wing, and at very least, possibly some accompanying changes to the floor area. These are the first of what the team hope will be development programs that can access the potential of the car, the W13, but it's only a sticking plaster type migration. The underlying aerodynamic is the big problem, which a deeper solution is going to be required as the team goes on through the season. Has Mercedes lost it? Have they, finally fell off their podium? Well, we wait and see how the year pans out for that one, shall we?
Rosanna, Digital.
Now, this month saw the very first of the Carbon Drivers Club meetings down there at the Carbon in Beamish in County Durham, and it was a great turnout, ladies and gentlemen. There were lots and lots of people turned out, despite the cold weather, despite the little bit of rain, and despite it being a Thursday, we had quite a lot of people coming out, and we had some fantastic cars, classic cars, sports cars, Lamborghinis, and, well, there was an awful lot more besides. Full photographs can be found on our Facebook page at Daily Drop DH9 Digital. Go and have a look on that. And while we're down there, we bumped into Jonathan, and we had a chat with Jonathan to find out all about the cars that are in the car barn. Well, here we are down at the car barn, and with me is Jonathan. Jonathan, thank you very much for coming along and letting us look at these wonderful cars. Now, there are, I'm surrounded by some very beautiful cars, classic cars, and you could be mistaken for this being a private collection or a museum, but there's a little bit more to it than that. They're not a collection, are they?
No, not at all. Most of them are for sale. We do have some storage cars here as well, but no, they're all for sale, and they are available. We have a kind of motto where the cars here have got to be interesting and different. So all the cars here, there's a story behind them, they're very low mileage or really just interesting cars, which is why people think that it should be a museum, because everything's a bit unusual.
Yeah, looking around, you've got some fantastic cars. I mean, there's Mini Coopers, there's Morgans, there's E-Type Jaguars. We're just surrounded by some of the most classic cars that I've seen for a very long time. Now, what would you say is the most sought after car that you've got in your collection?
Well, we're just finishing restoring a Talbot Largo, one of about 11 in the world. Jay Leno's got one, we've got one. It's just coming up for sale shortly, and that's the rarest car certainly we've got here at the car barn. An early 1950s French big touring Grand Coupe, which is it's a real interesting special thing, and it's a beautiful, beautiful car.
Now, it's not just classics. I mean, looking over your shoulder there, you've got some Jeeps over there. Tell me the story behind them.
So these Jeeps we've imported from Japan and also from that part of the world, Asia. They're very popular over there. They were actually Jeeps built by Mitsubishi under license, so they look like a Jeep Wrangler or a classic Willys Jeep, but actually they have a Mitsubishi badge on them. We've brought them here, we've restored them, we've refurbished them, because we do have our full restoration facilities up at the Aston side. Now we've got them available for sale, so very unusual things. You won't find many of them either.
Yeah, fantastic. I can't say I've seen anything quite like that for a very long time, if at all. Now, let's just talk a little bit about the Drivers Club, the Carbon Drivers Club. Brand new, first night. You've got a fantastic turnout for your very first club meeting. There's a lot more to it than that, though, isn't it? It's going to be a monthly thing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're well aware that the kind of cars that we have here, they're very enthusiast-based. They're things that people love and cherish and enjoy taking out on a weekend. And we're just standing here. I'm looking at three Lotuses that we've got in to stock. I'm looking at a Maserati and an Ariel Atom. So they're all very, cars that people really like to show off, and we're thinking there's very few regular meetups within the Northeast. There's not many at all. So we thought, what a facility we've got here. We've got our workshops, we've got the showroom, we've got the Aston side. So we thought, why not combine that and show what we've got, but then also organise on behalf of the Northeast car community something that everyone could enjoy. We're raising money tonight for the Northeast Autism Society as well. So we're really trying to get the whole community involved with what we do. Future meets going forward, we're going to have a tour of the workshop, we're going to get guest speakers, we're going to have a driving day where we go out along Hadrian's Wall. So there's lots of things coming forward with it. It's going to be very exciting.
Now, Jonathan, the club membership is down to people who've got classic, prestige or interesting cars. So how do they get in touch with you? How will they find out what's going on?
So the main way is by emailing us. So we have what we're going to do is the next events aren't going to be an open to all event, because they're going to be very numbers limited. It's just impossible for what we have planned going forward just to have, say, just turn up. You see how many people we have here tonight. It's a fantastic turnout. So what they need to do is just email drivers@carbarn.co.uk. Say, I want to be interested, and we'll put your details on the main list. So just if you could email us your email address and what car you've got, that'll be fine. We'll pop you on the list, and then whenever we have future events, there will be numbers limited. It'll be, going forward. So you'll get a notification, because it won't be publicly announced any, after the first one. So you'll get a notification, and then you can decide, obviously, if you want to join us for our next fun gatherings. So, but yeah, drivers@carbarn.co.uk, send us an email or send us a message on our Facebook page, very popular at the moment, that you want to be involved, and we'll get you on the list.
And what's the address for the Facebook page?
page. Just Car Barn Beamish on Facebook. We also have an Instagram account as well. So, but if you search for Car Barn Beamish on Facebook, you'll see the page. And yeah, we look forward to having you along board.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Jonathan has told you how to get in touch. Car Barn Beamish, and all the information will be on there. Jonathan, thank you very much for entertaining us today. I've got to go and look at some cars now. Thank you.
Not a problem. Enjoy.
Team Talk. Join George Heron and the Talk Team in a brand new weekly motoring magazine show.
They'll be discussing what's hot, what's not. Classics, prestige, styling, motorsports.
It's all here on Team Talk.
So get your question ready for the best motoring show on radio.
Email the team.
And tune in every week for Team Talk. Right here on your favourite radio station.
Best years of our lives. There you go. We spoke to Jonathan down at the very first Carbon Drivers Club, and Jonathan was telling us about how there are going to be regular meetings across the calendar throughout 2022 and then beyond into 2023 and beyond that, hopefully. As I say, the turnout was fantastic the other day when drivers and enthusiasts and people who just like the look of the cars all tipped up to the Carbon to see what was going on. And as I say, there are going to be events going through the year. So if you want to be part of that, all you've got to do is go onto the Carbon on Facebook and find out all the information. If you can't find it there for whatever reason, if you go to Aston Workshop or aston.co.uk, full details can be found on there as well. And a big thank you to the guys at the Carbon. While I was down there, I bumped into my good old friend Alex Henderson. And Alex was telling me about his trip to Essen and a very special car. Have a listen to this.
At the Carbon Drivers Club, and I've managed to track down Alex Henderson, who is the sales manager for Aston. Now, Alex, a little bird tells me you've got a very special car up in the Aston workshop there, a very special car that went across to Essen and came away with a little prize. Do you want to tell me about that?
It did indeed, yes. We have a DB2 stroke 4 Vignale, and it was ordered by the King of Belgium on, I think it was the 5th of September 1954. It was then shipped to Vignale in Turin, in Italy, in chassis, rolling chassis form, so literally no body, and he had this bespoke, beautiful car built for his for himself, and he ordered a Vignali Ferrari for his wife, so his and hers cars. And he never took to the car, and after 3 or 4 years, he sold it, and it ended up in America with an American serviceman, and we recovered the vehicle. We recovered the vehicle in 1996 from America, and we've just slowly over the last 10 years done a full restoration, and it's finished. We took it over to Essen, which is the world's biggest classic car show, and it just happened to win Best in Class, which was tremendous. It was a great advert for the Essen workmanship with the guys here, so it was a great one. Great accolade for the team.
Yeah, now I have actually seen that car. It's a fantastic looking car. If I wanted to buy it, how much change would I get out of $3.5 million?
None. we've got a very there was a guy in Essen who he's a very good friend of the Belgian royal family, and he's got the biggest brewery in Belgium, and he wants to buy it. So literally we're on negotiating now. And it looks like it's sold and it's heading back to its native Belgium, which is great.
A fantastic story. So the car started its life for the King of Belgium, and it's very likely to end up back in Belgium. Yep. That's a fantastic story. And you know, the fact that you won Best in Class, as you've alluded to, it's a testament to the workmanship that goes on at the Aston Workshop here.
Absolutely unbelievable. Bearing in mind, if anybody hasn't been to Essen, if you get the chance to go, it's the world's biggest a classic car show and supercar meet, and it's just phenomenal. There was 8 huge halls full of wonderful examples of motor cars, and I just think, yes, it's a huge compliment to the guys back home. I was very proud moment collecting the trophy for the guys back home, but yes, definitely one for the team.
So you've got a lot more Astons up there. I should know because you sold me one. other than the DB Vignali, what's your next best car you've got up there, do you think?
Do you know, every car's a good car. You know that we've got from, you know, a V Advantage from 35,000 up to 3.5 million. We've got everything in between, so there's so many. You know, it'd be worth anybody popping in. They're welcome to give me a call, make an appointment, come down, have a look. We've got a huge selection, and it'd be nice to show people around our world-class facilities we have here.
Brilliant. And if they want to find you on Facebook or online, have you got a website?
The website, yes, it's aston.co.uk, and they're more than welcome to give me a call. And I'm on Facebook as well, it's Alex Henderson. You know, they can message me anytime.
Brilliant. Alex, thank you very much. I'll let you go and get your sausage roll.
Your
burger, and thank you very much for being part of the team.
Well done.
On your mobile, smart speaker, and online. This is your DH9 Digital.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. Eye to eye, they solemnly convene to make the scene. Which is the name of the game? Watch a guy or watch a dame on any street in town. Up and down, and over and across, romance's boss. Guys talk, girl talk, it happens everywhere. Eyes watch, girls walk, with tender loving care. It's keeping track of the pack, watching them, watching back, that makes the world go round. What's that sound? Each time you hear a loud, collective sigh, they're making music to watch girls by. The girls go by.
solemnly convene to make the scene. La 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 la.
Andy Williams, and a big thank you to Alex there for telling us all about that wonderful, absolutely stunning Aston Martin DB2 stroke 4 Viennale. It really is, ladies and gentlemen. It's a wonderful car, and for a price tag of $3.5 million, wow, it's worth just looking at it. You know, you're casting your eyes upon it. Not forgetting, of course, it was bought, as I say, by the Aston guys up there at Beamish some years ago now, and they've spent many, many long hours putting that thing back together and making it look as good as it does. And over the years, I've been part of the team up there and, you know, helping out where I can with various bits and bobs. I've watched that car go from rolling stock, chassis, body, the interior, the glass getting fitted, and then to see it in the showroom in its glory. And then to find out only a few days ago that it had won Best in Class for the pre-war 1945 to 1960. It was just amazing to see. And you know what it is, ladies and gentlemen? The amount of work that has gone into that car is absolutely astounding. It's worth every single penny. And I know £3.5 million sounds an awful lot for a car, but this is one of a kind. This is a one-off. It's an Aston Martin, so it bears that wonderful heritage, that wonderful Aston Martin name that is quintessentially British, I suppose. And, well, the car is potentially heading back to its place of residence, where it was intended to be all along, in the Royal Palace in Belgium. So good luck to Aston, and I do hope that all falls into place for you guys, and the car finds its rightful place in the royal household over there on the continent. Right, we're going to be nipping off down to speak to Mike Brewer on the telephone with regards to the five best cars to buy, or his opinion anyway. But first we'll have a little bit of Beach Baby from First Class, because it's a nice driver car. It's a nice drivey type thing, isn't it?
my top five used cars to buy today is a nice eclectic mix. You know, I've thought long and hard about this because there are lots of very good cars out there in the marketplace, but I'm going to just give you my top five, I think. I love the Audi Q3. I sell quite a few of those very successfully. They always leave the garage. They never seem to come back. Everyone's very happy with them. The mid-range petrol car, I think, is the strongest proposition. Not only are they stylish, they look great. They've got that Germanic build quality about them, and you just feel like you're driving something special. And it's a lovely size car, great for the family, great for those shopping trips, and a really, really good used car buy. The Kia Picanto or the i10, I love those cars. They're almost the perfect first-time buyer's car. They're uber reliable. It doesn't matter whether you're buying one that's 1 year old or 10 years old, they're likely to have the same reliability. So I love a Kia, a Picanto or an i10. Great cars, incredibly stylish as well. And there are some lovely options you can do to those cars to give them a little bit of a facelift. Volvo have come on a huge way over the last couple of years in terms of their design. The V60 or the S60, beautiful looking cars, not only on the outside, but also on the inside. It does feel like you're sitting in something that really has been thought about and something that really is special. And also when you drive past a shop window and catch your reflection, you realize that you're almost driving something of the future because they just look adoringly beautiful. So they are a fantastic car. The Tesla Model 3. So this is the most Googled electric car in history on the planet. People who buy a Tesla Model 3 absolutely love them, and they become almost a zealot then for Tesla, and they shout about them online, and they have a big online presence. So the Tesla Model 3, not only is it a great looking car, it's fast, it's reliable, it's stylish, and got great residual values as well. So look out for a Tesla Model 3. They're a great one. And of course, one of my favorite all-time cars of the last, what would that be, 30 years, it would come in last, and that is the brilliant Mazda MX-5, the biggest selling two-seater sports car on the planet. It still is. The most amazing car to drive. I would go for the latest model you could possibly afford.
There you go, Mike Brewer telling you about the five cars that you should buy. And we'll be hearing a little bit more from Mike as we go through the weeks. He'll be telling us what's the best car to get for under 10 grand, for instance. What car definitely you should avoid and not buy. What the modern classics are, and a whole lot more. So thank you very much for Mike. We'll be getting him on the phone from time to time to find out, well, his views, because he is, well, a world leader or a field leader in what he does. If you know Mike Brewer, of course, he is from the TV. He does that thing, you know, where they buy a car, do it up and sell it for a profit. Wheeler Dealers, that's the one. That's the one. I love that program. I really do. I really like that program, actually. Right, in next week's show, we're going to be talking about the Rimac, the electric Rimac. Is it any good? Is it as good as they make out? This is a car that it's just got absolutely, you know, supersonic speeds. This thing just flies off the map when it comes to 0-60s. It's something like 1.7 seconds 0-60 and something like 3-something seconds 0-100. Absolutely crazy, crazy, crazy speeds. So we'll be looking at that. We're also looking at the Northeast Supercar Owners Club, which is just about to kick off the season. They're going to be bringing their cars out. We're not going to be telling you where they're going to tip up because, well, that would spoil the surprise, wouldn't it? But we will be speaking to some of the Northeast Supercar owners about their cars in future shows. We'll also be looking at Formula One. What's going on? We've already alluded to the fact that their Mercedes are not doing particularly well. What's the problem? Well, it's porpoising, if you want to know. What is porpoising? Well, you know when a porpoise comes up to the top and dips its nose and then goes back down